Looking at the brighter side, Frederick Langbridge, an English poet, was born in 1849 and died in 1923. One of his couplets reads, "Two men look out through the same bars, one sees the mud, and one the stars." The same theme has been more exquisitely expressed by a Persian poet in this couplet, "The difference between you and me is one of hearing. You hear the sound of a door being shut, while I hear the sound of a door being opened. If a bush has thorns, it also has flowers." The same is true of social circumstances. The adverse and the favorable will always exist side by side. A man who sets his sights on mere appearances is likely to see only what is unfavorable. He is likely to see the thorns, but not the flowers. It takes a man with insight to go beyond appearances and to discover what is inherently favorable in any given situation. A person must learn to cope with things and live with circumstances he cannot change. He must learn to sidestep the stones in his way. He must learn to settle matters by strategy rather than becoming provoked by antagonism. In this world, mud and stars exist side by side. What is important is who sees the former and who sees the latter. The sound of the movement of a door on its hinges is differently interpreted by a wise man and a foolish man. To the former, it is the sound of a door opening, whereas to the latter it is the sound of a door closing. All such misconceptions originate in the mind. The mind itself can rid itself of them. It is just a question of embarking on the right course of thinking. The truth is that the world is a test of intelligence. One who uses his intelligence will win through against all odds, while one who fails to do so can expect nothing but disappointment. A man who crosses the seas in a boat can seldom do so without being lashed by the waves and buffeted by high winds. But if he wants to reach his destination, he has to learn to brave these difficulties. Similarly, the animals of the forest have to learn to live among thorny shrubs and predatory enemies, for no forest is without these adverse factors. The case of the individual in society is very similar. There is no end to the unpleasantness between people because of clashes of interest. There will always be differences. This is a permanent situation and simply has to be lived with. In such circumstances, the only way for a man to lead a successful life is to follow the in spite of principle. That is, in spite of all opposition, he must attempt to incline people in his favor, in spite of there being a great deal of unpleasantness in this life. He must learn the secret of harmonious living, in spite of the plots being hatched against him. He must forge ahead with conviction. He must learn that he can nullify all that is negative by being 100% positive. In this world, man has to reach the flowers despite the thorns. He has to make himself healthy and sturdy despite the presence of innumerable germs. Similarly, he should not become depressed in the face of unfavorable circumstances. Neither should he waste time in protests and complaints. He must learn to cope with things and live with circumstances he cannot change. He must learn to sidestep the stones in his way. He must learn to settle matters by strategy rather than becoming provoked by antagonism. He must learn to be patient with his adversaries, so that they may become his future friends. Wishing others ill is a poison, half of which one has to drink oneself.